We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, because you are mighty. Thank you, Lord, because you are glorious. There is none like you. There is none beside you. You are the mighty God. You reign supreme in the affairs of men. You are the Lord. There is none to be compared to you, O God. Great are you, Lord. Oh, great are you, Lord. 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 Great are you, Lord, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles, we stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Lord, we bow and worship you. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We glorify your name because you are good and your mercies endure forever. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord, because you reign supreme in the affairs of men. We thank you, Adonai and our El Gibor, mighty man in battle. We thank you because you are Lord and King over all situations. And thank you, Lord, tonight as we're gathered as your children to hear your word, to be blessed by your word. Lord, I thank you because the power of your word is flowing afresh to our lives. Thank you for the healings. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for open heavens. And thank you because Jesus will be Lord and King once again. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. All right, tonight I want to welcome you to this live broadcast. As I begin to share with you on the wonderful subject on El Shaddai. El Shaddai. On Sunday, I share with you the power in the name of Jesus. And from there, I introduced us to the subject of El Shaddai. So right now, I just want to let us go deep into the Word of God once again. Mark chapter 11 verse 22, which says, "And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God." Have faith in God. The question then you may want to ask is, who is God? Because the Lord Jesus himself said to his disciples when he was talking to them, he said, have faith in God. Well, there are seven covenant names of God. And whenever God introduces himself using either of these seven or any of these seven covenant names, is for a particular purpose. It's like saying to someone that I am Mr. John, and saying to another person, I am Daddy John, and saying to another person, I am Dr. This. Even though these are different aspects, perhaps, of the person's life, there must be a reason why sometimes you choose to introduce yourself with a particular identity, depending on the message you are trying to convey. So in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, Genesis 17, verse 1, here you see the Lord introducing himself to Abraham. So Genesis 17 verse 1, it says, "And when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. This is the first time the Lord introduced himself as the Lord Almighty. I am the Almighty God. The Hebrew word for the Almighty God is the word El Shaddai. El Shaddai is a word that have three word origination. Hell, then we have the Shaddai. That's two word origination. But Shaddai also is made up of two words itself, which is Shin, then Dalet. Now, anytime you see the word El, it's like the Igbo version when the Igbo people calls Chigoze, Chukuma, Chinonso, Chidiebere, Chukwemeka. Now, the word Chi there is a reference to God. Hell in the Hebrew word is the singular pronunciation of God, is the singular version of the word God. Elohim is the plural for God. Now, the Lord then introduced himself as El Shaddai. Shaddai is the word that the origin is from the breast. The pictorial test is from the breast of a goat, which is what they know, what they rear mostly, with two teeth. And the picture is the two teeth, that's the word Shin, that the two teeth that the goat, the hood has. And the one, the dalet, is the dangling, the door that dangles from the front of the tent. So, you know, when the goat is moving, the breast milk, the oud, dangles between her legs. So it's technically one way of looking at it. The origination is two dangling, or two dangles, two things that are dangling, which is the breast milk, the breast or oud of a goat. Now, but the real meaning is the mighty breasted one. Now, for you to really understand what that means, like I share with you on Sunday, is you need to see a mother. I wonder how my wife does it. Like I told you, my wife just had a baby in recent time. And one thing stands out. No matter what happens to the baby, the breast milk is life. It's everything to the child. So the child does not see her only as his mother, but sees her as everything. She's the all sufficiency for the child. She baths the child, she feeds the child, she nurtures the child, she attends to the welfare of the child. Even at any time, regardless of the time, she's there. Now, let me say this to you. In case you don't know, anytime we refer to God as El Shaddai, God the El Shaddai, we are talking about the mother part of God. That is the feminine, in case you want to know, the feminine name of God. El Shaddai introduces God as a mother, the mighty breasted God. In other words, he came to Abraham and said to Abraham, see me as the mother with the breast milk that is sufficient for you. I am everything you ever need in life. All that you ever need to be someone, all that you ever need to be great, I have it. My breast milk is sufficient for you. Now, for you to actually get deeper in this teaching on El Shaddai, have you ever wondered why the Lord said to them in Exodus chapter 3, verse 8? Let me read it to you. He said, "And I'm come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptian, and to bring them out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey." Throughout the promise he made to them, he kept telling them that I am going to take you into a land flowing with milk and honey. Flowing with milk and honey. You will see throughout the promises he kept making to them, to the Israelites, as they are journeying from the time they were leaving Egypt to the promised land. He kept using the word that I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. But if you go back to Numbers 12, 13 and 14, when they went there, they never saw any physical milk. In the report that the spy brought back to Moses, they never said that they saw honey from anything. God was trying to let them know that I am taking you into a land where I am going to be the one to mother you, where I'm the one that will nurture you, where I'm the one that will take care of you. He is referring that I'm taking you into a land, even though the land may have giant whatever, I'm the one that will sustain you, that will keep you, and I'm the one that will make be everything to you. Only if you ever check the beehives, you realize that the thing that keeps the honey beehive going is the queen. Is the queen, the everything about the honey beehive revolves around the queen. Is the queen. So God uses two words, because the queen keeps the beehive alive, and it's the queen that are actually the worker. The males are the drones. They are the one that just guards the beehive, but the one that works in the beehive are the queen. Is the queen that gives the birth. The other females are the one that actually revolves and produce the honey. So he's trying to paint a picture of a mother to them. Milk comes from the woman. Honey comes from the female bees. So I'm taking you into a land where I will sustain you, saith the Lord. Where I am all that you need. That is why El Shaddai is our God that is more than enough. And why will God introduced himself not as Elohim to Abraham, not as El Gibor, but he introduced himself to Abraham as El Shaddai? You need to go back to chapter 16. Realize that when in before chapter 16, from Genesis chapter 12 all the way to Genesis 16, God called Abraham out in Genesis 12 and said, "Oh, I'm going to lead you to a land. I'm going to bless you. I will make you great, and you shall be a blessing to the nations. And indeed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." And Abraham obeyed God. Abraham set out until Genesis 16. In Genesis chapter 12, Genesis 14, Genesis 15, God kept repeating the promise to him that he's going to be the father of many nations. In Genesis 15, God told him to come out, and he counted the stars, and God said, "If you cannot count the stars, that is how your children are going to be. You are going to be a great man." God made the promise to him that he's going to take care of him, and through him the whole earth will be blessed. But in Genesis chapter 16, something happened. Abraham, having journeyed with God for 11 years and not seeing the word of God come to pass, and this God is just making me happy, giving me sweet promises, always telling me I will be great and I will be a blessing to the nation, but he has not seen anything. Then Sarah came into the picture and said, "My husband, I know you are a Christian. Oh, I know you believe in God. I know you have faith. But I think that we have to help God right now. We have to help God right now. It's like God is too slow." So Sarah suggested Hagar to Abraham. And you know what? The next thing that happened, Abraham did not do much. He just went into Hagar. and slept with her, and they gave birth, she gave birth to Ishmael. And do you know what that did to Abraham? Between Genesis 16 and Genesis 17, God kept silent without saying a word to Abraham for 13 good years. It was 13 dark years. You will know there was nothing. It was 86 years when that incident happened. Genesis 17, when God appeared to him as the Almighty, as the El Shaddai, he was 99 years old. If you do your mathematics, you realize that is 13 years of darkness, 13 years of setback, 13 years of not moving forward. Abraham became discouraged. Things were no longer working. We never heard of any multiplication anymore. Things became stagnant in the life of Abraham. Why? Because they took their eyes off God. So for God to reorientate their mind, God came this time around for after 13 years. God, after 13 consecutive years of darkness, trials, temptation, nothing was happening, economic groundness, God then decided to show up, not as Elohim to him anymore, but right now as El Shaddai. He painted the picture well in his mind. He was communicating something to him that you do not need a shortcut to prosper. You do not need, I gave birth to you, my breast milk is sufficient to feed you, to nurture you, to keep you, to sustain you. Abraham, I am more than enough for you. You don't need to put your trust in flesh. That was what was communicating to him. He wanted to know that regardless of how hard things may be, regardless of how difficult things may be, he is still God. He is more than enough. 11 years and so what? He will still fulfill his promise. I'm sure that Abraham must have looked at his body and felt, oh, but I'm getting old. Sarah also looked at his body. I'm getting old. Let's try to help God right now. Oh, God is only God of the mountain, not God of the valley. They missed it. But God showed them mercy by coming to them again as El Shaddai. Who is God? God is our El Shaddai. And I showed you on Sunday that Jesus is El Shaddai in the flesh. And you are the one that the El Shaddai redeemed to himself through the sacrifice of his son. You are not a forgiven sinner. You are a redeemed child of God. And no, do you know something? Nobody can die and go to hell because they are sinner. What do you mean, Pastor John? No, nobody will ever die because of their sin. People who go to hell because they rejected Jesus. Because he has paid the price for us. Now tonight, I want to say this to you. When the Lord said to Abraham, I'm the Almighty God, El Shaddai, he then said something. He said, walk before me and be thou. Walk before me and be thou perfect. You see, when I introduced myself, the next thing that God said is as important as his name. God told him that when you want to connect with me as your El Shaddai, you must learn how to walk before me. You must learn how to walk before me. And you know, when they talk about perfection, perfection does not mean that he has not committed sin. Perfection now means that the Bible says that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him as righteousness. In other words, perfection right now in this context means that I want you to just believe everything I say to you. Believe my word. Take me by my word. Now, it's been over a month or almost a month, depending on where you are, of this coronavirus, of the lockdown. Every now and then, is bad news everywhere. Number of deaths are increasing. Oh, things are not going. Distribution of food by the government, things are not the way it used to go. And maybe you have been at home right now and your faith is shaking already. I don't know what the Lord promised you in January when you crossed over 2020. I
don't know the promises of God concerning your life this year, but right now, this dark season of coronavirus, this pandemic seems to be shaking your faith. Right now, you are thinking, will this thing happen? Will this thing not happen? You don't even know what will happen after the lockdown. Will you still have your job? Will you not have your job? Right now, I want you to say to you tonight, do not make the mistake of Sarah and Abraham. Of your body, don't look at the difficulty around you. You must keep fixing your eyes on El Shaddai. You see, regardless of the season, our God is the same yesterday, today, more than enough for us. He is the one. But things are not the way it used to be. And this morning, I don't even have any money in my account. I don't even have anything working for me. Things are not going the way it ought to go. Listen to me. My God is still more than enough. Oh, hallelujah. My God is still more than enough. He's more than enough. I hear some of you are struggling to hear me right now. You can remove the jack and put it back. If not the case, then you can do it without the jack. My God is still more than enough. He's still more than enough. He will sustain you. It will keep you. It was when they took their eyes away from God and they began to consider the material things. They began to consider the medical report. They began to look at the state of their body, the state of their body. And their eyes was removed from the Almighty. My sister, whatever you have, you can hear me tonight. You cannot afford to miss it in this season. This season, you must believe God and walk before Him and let your faith still come alive. Hallelujah. You cannot afford to miss it. You cannot afford to miss it. When they took their eyes away from God, and they began to consider the deadness of their body. Abraham began to look at everything around him, and things are not working. And he began to consider, oh, my, I'm Abraham. Look at me at 86. At 86, I'm not even having a child. All my friends are a grandfather already. And Sarah will look at it, my auntie, look at me at 76. Look at the way my life is. And they began to consider those economic factors, those material factors. Their faith was shaken. And they missed it. Listen to me once again. You cannot afford to miss it this season. Bible says, those who know their God shall be strong and do for the truth. Serve God. You are the salt. You cannot afford to miss it. You are the light of the world. You are the salt. People are looking. Oh, after all, you say that you are a child of God. You have been going to church. Now let your God save you. Let me say to you, our God may not save you before you get into the fire, but right there in the fire, my God is still waiting for you. El Shaddai will never leave his home. His breast milk is sufficient for you. It's sufficient for you. He's a mightily breasted God. Hallelujah. So I've come to win a word for you tonight. It's time to keep fixing our eyes and our gaze on El Shaddai. It's time to keep looking up to Him. Looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I know the truth that things are very difficult. Yeah, that is the reality. But the truth is, our God is still a way maker. Our God is still a miracle worker. He said, He will never leave nor forsake you. He said, call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things. Abraham missed it. Because of the dark period, you are not going to miss it. How do you walk with El Shaddai? Let me give you one secret. Just put your trust in His word. Put your trust not on your feelings, but on His word. He said, when you put your trust in the word of God, you are building your life on the rock. There is no other way. If you follow your feeling right now, you'll be discouraged. If you follow what you are hearing right now, you will be discouraged. Fear will set in if you look at the circumstances around you right now. But when you put your trust, walk before Him with your faith, with your word, in His word. Put your trust in His word. You have to be foolish to people. You still have to just believe that I trust God. Faithful is He that has promised, who also will do it. Did it come true? When He showed up as El Shaddai, within 1 year, Abraham conceived. Or maybe even before the lockdown, you could not buy a car. You will still buy a car this year. look, you look at it. You will still be a landlord this year. You will still marry this year. You will still graduate this year. The thing that God has promised you, not even coronavirus or lockdown can change it. Nothing can change the word of God. Where there is a casting down, you are going to experience a lifting up. Can I hear an amen? Put your trust in His word. Peter said, Lord Jesus, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. You see, anytime you are walking with the word, you are actually walking with El Shaddai. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. So if you want to people to behold your glory right now, you must walk with the word. You must war with the word. You must be you every part of you must be permeated with the word. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He said, right now it is the word that will work wonder. The word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is alive. The word of God is a weapon, is an armor. The word of God cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. Jesus is the living word. So when you begin to walk with the word, you are walking with El Shaddai. This is a move with the word. Run with the word. Walk with the word. The word is El Shaddai. God's word is God's wisdom for you and I. It tells you the end of the story before the beginning. It tells you how it will end. When I look at this word, do you know what I know? He said, it will rescue me. It will deliver you. It will not put you to shame. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. When I look at the word, he said, I will not know when it cometh. What does the word say for this season? He said, the word said that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken. What does the word say? The word said that when you put your trust in the Lord, you will not be put to shame. What does the word say? The word said the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that wait upon the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Whose report will you believe? The deadness of your womb, the deadness of your body, what you are feeling, what you are saying. Remember the Bible says the just shall live by faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Beloved, as I round up tonight, Abraham missed it when he took his eyes away from God to self. Right now, you cannot afford to focus on self. Looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The breast milk of God can never run dry. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is life to you. God is health to you. God is everything you ever need now. And tonight I prophesy. I send that word into your home. Wherever you are right now, watching, listening to me, I send the word of God to you right now. Arise and be healed. Arise and prosper. Arise and do well. Your promotion letter is coming to you during this lockdown. In the name of Jesus, your lifting up will happen before this lockdown is over. In the name of Jesus, you will receive strange bank account, strange alerts in your bank account this season. You never expected a salary, but right now, miracle salary will be given to you. In the name of Jesus, instead of cutting it, it shall be multiplied to you. In the name of Jesus, lift up your phones wherever you are. Just lift up, place your hand on your device. Father, in the name of Jesus, I send forth your word into every home, into every life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let there be supernatural breakthrough. Let there be open heavens. Let there be new breakthroughs. Let the heavens be open over your people right now. In the name of Jesus, as they place their eyes on your word, and they overlook and they refuse to consider every other factor but your word. Father, let your word become flesh and show itself strong, Jesus, and make way for this ones this season in the name of Jesus. Now I place the word on your doorpost. Evil will not enter your own house. I hear they've been going around robbing. No robber will enter your own house. No thief will enter your own house. The very hell of your air will not fall in this season in the name of Jesus. And now may unusual provision come to you. May the help of God arise for you. You will not lose your job. You will not lose your children. Your source of income will not run dry. I prophesy to you, your source of income will not run dry in the name of Jesus. Now I rebuke you. Satan, take your hands off. You have been defeated. Mr. Zero. Satan, you have been defeated. You are Mr. Zero. Now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Take your hands off their finances. Take your hands off their health. Take your hands off their business. Take your hands off their home. In the name of Jesus, every oppressive spirit, I bind you now. In the name of Jesus, lose your hold. Ministering angels, go forth and bring their miracle to them. Angels of God, go forth and bring their miracle to them. Whatever miracle you are believing God for, receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Within 24 hours, let there be angelic visitation. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Shout amen. Shout El Shaddai. Will not disappoint me. Shout it loud. El Shaddai is more than enough for me. Shout it loud. El Shaddai is all that I need. And I will not be disappointed. Because I trust him. Now say, I refuse to consider that anything that is not working, I only consider what God says in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, before you go right now, maybe you're just joining me for the first time on this Overcomers broadcast. I want to congratulate you. God has ordered your step here so that you can be blessed the more. I want to encourage you. I will be live again before this week is over and before Sunday. Expect me to be live by Thursday. And those of you who are royals, remember, I'm going to be having a live streaming vigil on Friday by 11 p.m. All right, men ought to always pray and not to give up. So 11 p.m. on Friday, we will be having a vigil here. And just get your alert. I can come online live any time. This season, we are going to break through together in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to pray for you that those of you who have not known Jesus, may the name of Jesus be glorified in your life. Father, I pray for everyone who is hearing me right now and watching, who may not know Jesus. Lord Jesus, save their soul. Let them accept your salvation. Let the gift of your salvation manifest in Jesus' name. Love you so much. My name is Pastor John Joseph. And I look forward to seeing you again in this Overcomer broadcast. Till then, remain blessed, remain lifted. It is well with you in Jesus' name.